provide a little bit of context. So Fort Campbell has, you know, been working with the city of Tarentum and the city of Meierstadt, which Meierstadt is in Holland, and that was a part of Operation Market Garden, which we do later on in the war. And Tarentum is our secondary main objective upon getting onto the beaches in Normandy. And, or rather, getting on the mainland after we jump. And we've established this relationship with these towns over the past past five to ten years. And really, the reason why we're establishing this relationship is because, you know, we're reaching the end of this era of these, you know, the greatest generation of these gentlemen who've, you know, fought this war. And, you know, as they go away, it's important, like you said, to, you know, how do we preserve that memory? How do we preserve that, that what happened, right, in the simplest sense? And so establishing that relationship, or reinforcing that relationship has been something that we've been doing with them and they've been doing with us. And so, you know, we come down here for the D-Day celebrations, and the reason why we're coming down here is to really just emphasize soldier involvement in the city of Carentan, and there's a couple reasons why we want that. First off, the city of Carentan loves us, and so it's always wonderful for us to come down here and interact and, you know, say hi, and they, I mean, I cannot emphasize enough how much they love us. I mean, we just did an impromptu drive through the town today with a bunch of military vehicles, and it was a full-blown parade. I mean, every single person is sitting up in the town watching us drive through the town. And then the other reason is when we have these soldiers come in for these events, right, they're getting exposure to all of these ceremonies that we do here that honor and remember the World War II veterans that, you know, fought and died for our country, as well as just fought for our country and our freedoms that we have today. And when they go to these events, right, obviously they're representing the 101st Airborne Division, representing the United States Army, but additionally, you know, they're going home, right, and they're telling their friends, they're telling their family, they're telling, you know, anybody they can talk about how great it was in Normandy. And it's important because we want people to remember what happened here. And the only way that's going to happen is if we talk about it. If you don't talk about it, it just goes away, right? People forget. And so, you know, with these veterans, you know, the greatest generation kind of phasing out, unfortunately, you know, we've had the, I've had the extreme opportunity to talk to some of the World War II veterans. And I mean, the first one I met, I'm not even going to lie, I cried. He spoke to a group of us. And he said, like, you know, he said two sentences he spoke for like 5 minutes, I would say. And at the end of it, you know, he spoke to my soul, and everyone in the crowd were wiping away tears. I mean, you can't even make it up. It was so moving. And, you know, this man's 101 years old, and there's no, they typically have like the bigger D-Day events every 5 years. So this is kind of like the last D-Day celebration and that they're really going to have these World War II vets at. I mean, there might be a couple next year or in 5 years from now, but it's really hard, you know? I mean, we fly over here. It's 30 hours of travel for me. I mean, I can't imagine what that's like for a 101-year-old, right? I mean, right. I'm sure he's got to have, you know, way more time to adjust and, you know, all that stuff. So anyways, you understand that, and you can think through that process. But, you know, it's just really important that we get as much exposure as we can to this kind of stuff so that it's continued to be talked about. That's the number one thing that we don't want to happen, is for people to forget what happened. Forget the stories. The small ones and the big ones matter just as much. And it's something that, you know, that I do here in my role as a historian is, you know, every time we go to these events, I'm talking to the soldiers about, like, why are we going to this event? Who is this person? What is this place? Why are we here, right? Because they know why we're here, but why are you going go stand in this formation and, you know, salute for 7 minutes while this all goes on. And it's because of, you know, this person here. And let me tell you why, right?
Right.
And I cannot emphasize enough, I mean, the people here are just, I mean, people make a joke about it, but the people, you get more, you're more important here than you are in America as a soldier. I mean, we might as well have won D-Day yesterday. We might as well have liberated this town yesterday. And it's just amazing to get to experience that with everybody in the town of Carrington.